Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It's hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So glad you're spending a little time with me this weekend. And for your attendance, you get some of the greatest country music of all time. And thanks for coming back for part two of the show. If you're just getting here, today we've gone back to the final weekend of September in 1981. And as we get back to the countdown, the performer at number 10 had a lot in common with the singer at number 1 that week. Both were born in northwestern Mississippi. In fact, their hometowns are about 25 miles apart. The man at number 10 was born 6 months after the man at number 1, and both were very good baseball players. Well, we'll get to the singer at the top of the survey a little bit later on. But coming in at number 10 was Charlie Pride. He sings Never Been So Loved.
I'm no stranger to love in arms. I'm accustomed to ladies' charms. You know I didn't just ride into town. You might say I've been around. I've seen the fire in lover's eyes. I've seen the lot, babe, in my time. I didn't think that there was much I missed. But let me tell you this. I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along.
Sledge, Mississippi, that's Charlie Frank Pride. And another note about his baseball career, which I mentioned before. Throughout the 1950s, he played for a number of minor league squads and also in the Negro Leagues. And Charlie was part of a unique trade. He and another player were sent from the Louisville Clippers to the Birmingham Black Barons for a team bus. And actually, baseball led to his singing career. He was playing semi-pro ball in Helena, Montana. And the team's manager learned that Charlie was a pretty good singer. So he paid Charlie to sing for 15 minutes before each game. Well, that led to more music gigs and eventually a contract with RCA Victor in 1965. And he was making hits this weekend in 1981, there at number 10, Never Been So Loved. And that was heading to the top of the chart to become his 25th number one record. One spot above Charlie this weekend was Janie Fricke at number 9, I'll Need Someone to Hold Me.
Your bags are packed. I'll get by, but I'll need
Janie Fricke, I'll Need Someone to Hold Me. Survey song number 9 this week in 1981. That would top out at number 4. We've gone back 44 Septembers on today's show. And back in early August, President Reagan had a showdown with the Air Traffic Controllers Union, and it turned into a beatdown.
This morning at 7 a.m., the union representing those who man America's air traffic control facilities called a strike. This was the culmination of 7 months of negotiations between the Federal Aviation Administration and the union. At one point in these negotiations, agreement was reached and signed by both sides, granting a $40 million increase in salaries and benefits. Now, however, the union demands are 17 times what had been agreed to, $681 million. This would impose a tax burden on their fellow citizens, which is unacceptable. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
That was on August the 3rd. All the self-proclaimed smart people said there was no way the president was going to fire all of those air traffic controllers. 2 days later, 11,345 striking employees were out of work and banned from federal service for life. President Reagan putting the executive and executive branch in early August 1981. And we get back to the Billboard chart from this weekend in 81 with song number 8. Here's Leon Everett, Hurricane.
30 miles out in the Gulf Stream, hear those south winds moan. The bridges are looking lower, shrimp boats hurrying home. Your men down in the quarter slowly turns pale. Took another sip of whiskey, and he looked at me and said, gonna set that levee right. He said it's got to be 3 feet higher, or it won't make it through the night. Your man down in the quarter said, don't you listen to that boy. The water'll be down by morning, so he'll be on his way to Illinois.
Aiken, South Carolina, that's Leon Everett with a non-traditional country song, one that featured man versus nature in Hurricane. That was record number 8 on the countdown this week in 1981. It would top out at number 4, Leon's biggest hit of his career. Well, speaking of, it was an active hurricane season in 81, but most of them stayed over the ocean. There was Hurricane Dennis that did damage Florida, and a couple of tropical depressions that brought flooding to Louisiana and Texas. And the forecast for this weekend in 1981 was sunshine for the southern third of the nation, while showers for the rest of the country and seasonal temperatures all around. Now, the upcoming winter would be one of the snowiest ever and a pretty cold one, too. And that's what was happening weather-wise this weekend in 1981. And as we resume our climb to the top of the country music world from that week, we find the oldest member of the chart at number 7. This is Ray Price. It Don't Hurt Me Half as Bad.
It hurts me just to know I had to leave her. But when your eyes met mine, I knew I would. Sometimes at night my conscience makes me suffer. But it don't hurt me half as bad as holding you feels good. 'Cause she's the one that made me need someone. One that gave me everything I wanted. So don't worry if it bothers me, 'cause we both know it should. But it don't hurt me half as bad as holding you feels good. She's the one that made me need someone. And you're the one that gave me everything I wanted. She could have done things you do, but somehow never would. So it don't hurt me half as bad as holding you feels good. No, it don't hurt me half as bad as holding you feels good.
There's Ray Price, who was 55 years old in September of 1981, and he had song number 7, It Don't Hurt Me Half as Bad. That would make it one spot higher and would be the next to last top 10 hit for the native of Perryville, Texas.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Oh, I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weekend in the Country.
Today's stroll down memory lane is taking us back 44 years to September of 1981. And coming in at number six on the countdown that week was a young Reba McEntire with her second top 10 record, Today All Over Again.
Is this how it is when it's over? Yeah.
Hewitt was 26 years old in September of 1981. And this week she had song number 6, Today All Over Again. That would top out one spot higher, and it would be the biggest hit to that point in her career. Well, now it's time to go to the movies and see what was playing this weekend in 1981.
I'm a married woman.
Meaning what?
Meaning I'm not looking for company.
You should have said I'm a happily married woman.
That's my business.
What?
How happy I am.
And how happy is that?
You're not too smart, are you? I like that in a man.
What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
Do you want to run my bath for me?
It's what I live for.
In order, we heard Body Heat with William Hurt and Kathleen Turner, Faye Dunaway in the strange, campy Mommy Dearest. There was Dudley Moore and John Gielgud and Arthur. And the summer blockbuster was Raiders of the Lost Ark with Harrison Ford. And there, the pilot played by Fred Sorensen. And those were some of the movies playing this weekend in 1981. And we are now playing record number 5 that week. It's Taking It Easy by Lacey J. Dalton.
Making it easy, or taking it easy with you. Somewhere far away, those night birds call my name. I can hear them singing love songs just for me. And you, for a million summer nights, this dream has been. It's just you and me, the stars, the sand, and the sea.
Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania native Lacey J. Dalton and her biggest hit, Taking It Easy. At number 5 this week in 1981, that would top out at number 2. Well, in some recent happenings, back on August 12th, the original 5150 IBM personal computer was released in the United States. The price, $1,565. And by the end of 1982, more than 800,000 were sold. Earlier this week, September 22nd, the Home Depot went public at $12 a share. Now, if you'd invested $5,000 at the IPO, it would be worth about $6 million today. This weekend, September 26, was the first flight by a Boeing 767. And just about a year later, United Airlines would put them into service. And back on July 29th, there was a royal wedding.
The Archbishop of Canterbury called the wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer today the stuff of fairy tales. And in spite of Scotland Yard's most elaborate security measures ever, there was a once-upon-a-time atmosphere in London as the 32-year-old heir to the British throne married the 20-year-old former kindergarten teacher who was virtually unknown until this year. It was a sun-speckled day for millions of onlookers and for the man who would be the 43rd monarch of his land since the Norman conquest in 1066, as well as for the young woman who traces her ancestry back to the 15th century.
That's Dan Rather of CBS News, and they lived happily ever after, the wedding of Charles and Diana in late July 1981. Well, maybe there was better luck for the couple in the song number four this week. Here's Eddie Rabbit, Step by Step.
She seems a million miles away when she walks by, you don't know what to say. You're gonna make a move, you better make it now. Don't be afraid, cause love will show you how. That first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you too beautiful to touch. But your heart keeps talking to you now, don't give up. You think you see something in her eyes, but you will never know until you try. But you've gotta take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you and her love. Second step. Like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you and her love. Second step.
Eddie Rabbit, countdown song number four this week in 81, Step by Step. The first single from the album of the same name. That would make it to number five on the Hot 100, number three on the Easy Listening chart, and number one on the Country Survey, his ninth all-time and fourth in a row. Eddie Rabbit was one of country music's biggest stars in 1981, and we had him for you today on Weekend in the Country.
Every day we make choices.
But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. So who do you think is going to throw for more passing yards, Jared Goff or Jordan Love? If your picks hit, you can cash in. All transactions on the Prize Picks app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code SUNDAY and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. For real. That's code SUNDAY on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God.
With 105.5 WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Weekend in the Country.
I'm Craig Orndorff in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, where the leaves are turning early this year. It rained a ton in early summer, then nothing in August. So if you're coming for the autumn colors, you better get here soon. Hopefully it'll be a good viewing season for Lewiston and Burnham, Pennsylvania, where they listen on Star Country, WVNW. They've got us on the river in Hardinsburg, Kentucky, WXBC. And it's KMMO for Marshall, Missouri. Well, today we've gone back to late September 1981, and we're up to number 3 on the countdown with T.G. Shepherd.
It's time to go, I said, please. I've been searching for ways to pay for doing you so wrong. Now it's time to call home. You know it wasn't all my fault. You cheated too, but you were never caught. Oh, it's part of time. It's time to get
baby love. Another sip or two and you'll be gone. Another chorus of she done him wrong. And I'll be over you.
Record number 3 this weekend in 1981, Party Time by T.G. Shepherd. That would make it to the top of the charts, becoming his 8th of all time, his 4th in a row, and his next 4 singles would go to number 1 as well. And now it's time for sports. NASCAR was in Martinsville. Harry Gantt led for 200 laps, but he faltered late. Darrell Waltrip took over with 36 to go and won his 3rd consecutive race. He would also win the championship. Baseball, there was a strike from June 12th to August 10th, and the owners decided to split the season. Division winners in each half would get playoff spots. Well, the Reds had the best overall record, 66-42, but at the strike, they were a half a game behind the Dodgers. Then for the second half, they finished a game and a half behind the Astros. Speaking of Houston, this weekend, Nolan Ryan pitched his 5th career no-hitter against the Dodgers on the Game of the Week.
Tony, it was hard to believe that I finally accomplished it, because I guess if there's one thing I wanted to do in my career was pitch that 5th one, since I've had a shot at it, and I've had a shot at it for a long time. And at my age, I was really starting to think that I probably wouldn't get it, because I've gotten into late innings before, and I just didn't seem to have that stamina that I used to have to put somebody away.
Nolan Ryan talking to Tony Kubek on NBC's Baseball Game of the Week. Funny that Ryan mentioned at his age he didn't think he'd do it again. He pitched for 12 more years and had 2 more no-hitters. Well, that's part 1 of sports from this weekend in 81. We'll have more after record number 2. It's Razzie Bailey and Midnight Hauler.
This 18-wheel is rolling heavy through the desert night. I've been driving all day, but I won't shut it down tonight. I just pulled out of Santa Fe.
Another of the truck songs on the countdown this week. That's Midnight Hauler at number 2 by Razzie Bailey. And just like T.G. Shepherd, that would become his fourth consecutive number 1 hit. All right, as promised, part 2 of sports. Finishing up with baseball, the Dodgers beat the Yankees in 6 games to win the Fall Classic. In the NFL, the Cowboys, Eagles, and Dolphins began 4-0. The Niners lost 2 of their first 3, but won 12 of their next 13 and would go on to capture their first Super Bowl. The playoffs were incredible. Chargers, Miami in overtime in the heat and humidity, then below zero in Cincinnati the next week. And the Niners topped the Cowboys on the catch by Dwight Clark. The Super Bowl was just ho-hum, but San Fran did beat the Bengals and league MVP quarterback Ken Anderson. College football, Clemson was number 14 this week, but by the end of the season, they would be the only unbeaten, and they topped Nebraska in the Orange Bowl for the national championship. Marcus Allen won the Heisman Trophy. Track and field, in late August, over a 9-day period, the mile run world record was broken 3 times. First Sebastian Coe, followed by Steve Ovette, and then Coe broke the mark again. And in boxing, on September 16th, Sugar Ray Leonard defeated Thomas Hearns for the welterweight title.
Look at that! Hearns rubbering leg. Leonard has him. He knows it. And he is teeing off on Hearns. That's it. Sugar Ray Leonard has won by a technical knockout in the 14th round.
Howard Cosell on the call for ABC Sports. Well, we're almost to the belt holder on the country countdown this week in 1981. But right now, let's give you a bonus record. Down at number 54, it was George Strait, Down and Out.
Well, I'm out on a tear, cause she's tearing me apart. If I look rough on the outside, you ought to see my heart. And this look in my eyes shows beyond a doubt.
In this week's Billboard magazine in 1981, there was a nice write-up on the ex-rancher George Strait, who was a talent on the rise. Well, earlier that year, he had his first hit record, Unwound, and this was the follow-up, Down and Out. Sitting at number 53 this weekend, it would top out at number 16. And the song topping the survey this week in 81 is coming up next on Weekend in the Country.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Every day we make choices. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Prize Picks is the best place to put your takes to the test. Plus, the app is simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. So who do you think is going to throw for more passing yards, Jared Goff or Jordan Love? If your picks hit, you can cash in. All transactions on the Prize Picks app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Sunday and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. For real. That's code Sunday on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
The Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75. It's 60 at our studios.
Weekend in the Country.
We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's show. Not a lot of time, so a quick reminder about the Facebook page, Weekend in the Country. Like us, follow us, share us, and spread the word about us. Get all your friends listening, and thank you for tuning in each week. Well, time now for the Classic Country feature, and we're going back to the end of September in 1958. The Everly Brothers' Bird Dog was at number one, and at number two, Johnny Cash, The Ways of a Woman in Love.
You cut out your dancing, and you never see a show. Friends come by to pick you up, and you hardly ever go. It seems your head is in the clouds above. You've got the way of a woman in love. I walk by your house at night and hope that I might see the guy who's got you in a spin. I wish that guy was me. I don't know why it's you I'm dreaming of. You've got the way,
you've got the way,
woman in love. Many is the night I've stayed awake and cried. Now you'll never know how much you hurt my foolish pride. I recall your kisses, the times I held you tight. Now when I come to see you, you're sitting in the light, missing all the things that we dreamed of. You've got the way of a woman in love.
Bill Justice and Charlie Rich, The Ways of a Woman in Love. Johnny Cash had the song at number two at its peak on the countdown this week in 1958. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1981. But first, the top news story. And we've heard a lot from President Reagan today. The tax cuts, the showdown with Gaddafi, and the air traffic controllers. And on July 7th, he nominated the first woman to the Supreme Court.
I will send to the Senate the nomination of Judge Sandra Day O'Connor of Arizona Court of Appeals for confirmation as an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. She is truly a person for all seasons, possessing those unique qualities of temperament, fairness, intellectual capacity, and devotion to the public good which have characterized the 101 brethren who have preceded her.
The 51-year-old O'Connor was confirmed unanimously, and this week, September 25th, 1981, she took her seat on the Supreme Court, which she held until her retirement in January of 2006. And the Supreme song on the Country Music Countdown this weekend in 1981 was the 26th chart topper for Conway Twitty. This is Tight Fitting Jeans.
She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore, but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen. And she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you're used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. went through. I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed a cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know she'll always remember the time. A cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. And Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
Well, I mentioned earlier the baseball connection with Charlie Pride, and also the man at number one this week, Conway Twitty, who was born in Friars Point, Mississippi, and then later moved to Helena, Arkansas. Out of high school, the Philadelphia Phillies wanted to sign him, but the Army wanted him too, and they had the draft rights. Well, after serving, he had to make a decision, give baseball another shot or go with music. He decided to put the bat on the rack and pick up the guitar. Well, he had a great musical hit streak going in September of 81. As I mentioned, Tight Fitting Jeans was his 26th number one of all time, and it was the second of five in a row to reach the top spot. And that's where it was this weekend in 1981. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 1055 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 1055 WIRI.
But you better be on time. Every man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do or say